Good evening. What a great day for all of us to be gathered to celebrate the vigil for the big celebration and solemnity of the Nativity of Jesus. In short, Christmas. We are gathered here with our children, and what a great day it is, because it's also a family mass. When we have our children with us, we feel younger. Am I right? Especially when the kids do that to you, you feel all right. All your headaches are gone. That's why when I have headaches, I just go to the school. And it's gone right away when you see the children. So my brothers and sisters, we are gathered here with our families to celebrate Christmas. And at this Mass, we will be praying for the repose of the soul of Luis Enriquez. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace and peace of God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
My friends, Christmas means God is with us. That's the greatest celebration we can ever have, when God is with us. So we gather then to celebrate His presence among us. And for a few moments of silence, we ask God to pardon our iniquities, that we may be worthy to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Christmas is a wonderful time of the year. Even so many things fill our hearts with the spirit of Christmas, like Christmas carols, Christmas cards, Christmas gifts. But there's always something very special, especially this evening, when the message of Christmas is given to us in the eyes of children. It is always very special. As I said earlier, I was not only cracking a joke, but that's really true. When I have a headache, I just go to the school. And as soon as I reach one of the classrooms, your headache is gone. Because all the children are there. There's a class there who is the hugging class. Everybody wants to hug you. Every child in the classroom. So tonight we have seen that story of Christmas. And it's always something very special, because I am told that you see this every year. But it's my first time. For me, it's not only wonderful, it is excellent. That's why I said we give them a round of applause, and let's give them another one. That's why we know there is more to Christmas than what we see and hear around us. We see a lot of Christmas lights. We see a lot of Christmas carols. We hear them. We heard our children's choir and our bell choir earlier this evening. They're excellent. You know? And yet, that story, there's always something very special in the story. And the birth of Jesus, first and foremost, there are three words that I like to bring to you, and I would like you to bring home and celebrate with it this Christmas. The first one is L-O-V-E. Love. I don't have to go farther, but I bring you the Gospel of John. And this passage is very famous because they even use it in some places where they have games, athletic games. And it says there, they read it and they put a poster and it says John 3:16. And what does it say? For God so loved the world. In short, God loves us so much that he gave us his only begotten son as the greatest gift of all. Sometimes when Christmas comes, especially the parents who are here, sometimes you think of a special gift that you would like to give to your spouse. Am I right? Here we go again. I can only hear from here. Some are just looking at me, mesmerized from here. Don't you think of a special gift that you give to your spouse? That's better. The back is still mesmerized. But brothers and sisters, and then aside from that, you also think of a special gift that you have to give to your children. I know the day before the children left for vacation, that was, I think, Tuesday, because Monday was the Christmas pageant here. Tuesday, all the kids, I'm just amazed. The principal said, children will come to school tomorrow in their uniform. No complaints. They may have complained at home, but I didn't hear any complaints. But they came to school, and everyone was holding a gift. And I said to one of the kids, is that for me? No, it's for my teacher. But we have another gift for you, Father Ramon. You see, it's always something about love. When you give a gift, it's because you love the person. Am I right? God loves us. That's Christmas. He sent us his only begotten son. Now the other two words that I like you to bring home is God. Love is always followed by hope and peace. Because when Jesus brought love into this world, he gave us that hope. That now everything is possible for us. When God sent us his only begotten son, he gave us salvation. He gave us a key to the door that brings us into eternal life. And to enter into eternal life, we would encounter peace. So there's hope, there is peace. Only three words I'd like you to bring home. Love, hope, and peace. This is what Christmas story is all about. We celebrate Christmas every year, and yet every time we celebrate Christmas, there's always something special about it. Am I right? It's always something special. And because Christmas is about the baby Jesus, every story that is presented by the children, it's always something very special. We saw the school Christmas pageant here. We heard our children present here. And we know the story so well that even if the microphones were not working, we could hear them. You know? And could you hear a little bit? I did not notice that. When you look at her, she's the gold gift. I didn't even notice. As soon as she came down and says, those are the gifts that the three wise men gave to Jesus. Gold, and what are the other two? Frankenstein or frankincense? It's frankincense and myrrh. Thank you so much. Thank you. Those are the gifts. But the three gifts I give to you today is God's love, the virtue of hope, and the virtue of peace. I want you to reflect upon this, pray over this when you will gather for your family meal. Pray for God's love to reign among your family. Every member of the family will be hopeful of God's blessings, and that peace will reign in your hearts. That's my Christmas message to all of you. May you all be filled with God's love so that you will continue to love one another. Let God, bygones be bygones. Okay? Grudges, take them away. Okay? Because we cannot have love and grudge at the same time, isn't it? If you are still angry, I want you to leave that anger in the church when you go home tonight, this evening. Is that okay? Is that okay? We need love in this world. That's why I always like that song, "What the World Needs Now Is
Love."
You want me to sing it? We don't have time. We don't have time for that. But that I love that song. What the world needs now is love. Yes, we really need that love. You know, there's so much that is happening in the world, and yet God's love is here. And that love brings hope and brings peace to all of us. May we all celebrate Christmas. Christmas that is colored with three words: love, hope, and peace. A blessed Christmas to all of you. Let us all stand. Grant, O Lord, we pray, that we may draw new vigor from celebrating the nativity of your only begotten Son, by whose heavenly mystery we receive both food and drink, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated for a moment. Just like to take a few moments to express our gratitude to our celebration this evening. First and foremost, how beautiful the church has been decorated, isn't it? Let's give a big round of applause for us. There are so many of them, and it's like the movie industry. If we put it there, we will not be able to finish. Many of you don't even stay for that. You go to the movies, when the movie says the end, you leave. You don't look at the names. You don't even bother whether my name is there or not. Okay? But the church environment, we don't call it decoration anymore. Church environment is beautiful, and this is for all of you. It's for all of you. Now, our Christmas story pageant, I'd like to give my thanks to Gloria. It's a mother and daughter, you know. Gloria and Bobby Bodhi, and I think Anne was also there helping them. And the kids. Children, can you stand up again? All the actors and actresses. Let's give them a big round of applause. You know, in my time, they did not do a play in the gospel. It was forbidden. In my time. So, but it's very good. You gave us a very powerful message. And of course, our choir, Kim, choir director, and the choir themselves. Let's give a big round of applause. And very seldom do you go to a parish where you have a bell choir? So let's give a big round of applause for Tim and the bell choir. And of course, Tony, our cantor, and Martha, our pianist. Let's give them a big round of applause. Our lectors, our sacristans, our Eucharistic ministers, practically everyone. But first and foremost, brothers and sisters, all of you who have come to celebrate with us. We are truly grateful. Thank you. And in behalf of all the priests of St. John Baptist de La Salle, Father Bob Milbauer, our pastor emeritus, Father Nico Antonio, our associate pastor, and then assisting priest Father Yesu Tenetti, who came all the way from India to be with us. And not yet. There's a lot of us. Deacon Sam Frias and Deacon Dan Rebeto from... Yes, you can give a big round of applause. So from the priests, from the parish staff, and also the faculty and staff of our Catholic school here in De La Salle, we wish you all a blessed Christmas, and may you find love, hope, and peace to celebrate with your family. I know I didn't know how to respond to that. But it's truly a great joy to celebrate my first Christmas here in De La Salle, and it is excellent. Excellent. And many more years to come. And truly, it's a great celebration. So please, as I always say to people when they come to Mass and they have celebrated well, when you are driving and you feel the power of the Holy Spirit and your tires are above the ground, then pull over. You slow down because you're driving so fast. You know? So again, have a nice evening and celebrate with everyone. We will have what they call, what time, Father Ramon, is midnight Mass? 10:30. So there's another Mass at 10:30, which starts with a concert of the choir, the adult choir, at 10 in the evening. Let us all stand. Did I forget anybody? The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless us all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. The Mass is ended. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.